Now, the worship of Avon United Methodist Church, located at 130 Genesee Street in Avon, New York. Reverend Mia Richardson, pastor. Welcome to worship with the Avon United Methodist Church.
Good morning. This is a wonderful Sunday morning. There are only a couple of announcements, actually. Today we have the ladies' retreat that will be coming up in February. There is a new adult Sunday school study going to be starting on January 22nd. It's called The Prodigal God. Please consider it. It'll be from the 9:30 and Sunday mornings in the Royal Perrin Room. And we'll be doing this throughout the spring and possibly right up through May, depending on the amount of discussion we have. So keep March 4th in the evening clear so that you can hear this evening out of beautiful music. If there's no other announcements, then let us take some time to become centered and focused on our relationship with God. Will you pray with me? Loving God, from the darkness came light, from oppression came liberation, and from sin came salvation. The iniquities of man's world can only be made right by your grace. Our world is in need of your saving grace as we deal with worldwide financial uncertainty, disease, war, and personal crises. Hear our cries of intercession for our world. With the coming election comes potential for change. Give us the wisdom to vote for the candidates who will care and defend your people. Free our streets from violence that take them prisoner daily. Protect our children from the cruelty of their bullying peers. And help our country's workforce to come back to a strong and stable body. Help those who are sick and struggling to regain their health. Help in the time of darkness those who have lost a loved one. May they feel your presence. Help them to work through their grief, knowing that there are angels in this world that are right there waiting to give them a hand to hold and an ear to hear. With all the hard times in our lives, we do not forget the joys you give us. And we thank you for the beauty that you have given us in our lives, the people you have placed in our lives that gave us so much and shown us so much what it means to be in love with you. We are grateful, and we lift our voices up in praise of you and all that you are. Amen.
Everybody. The New Testament reading today is from Acts 19:1 through 7. While Apollos was in Corinth, Paul passed through the interior regions and came to Ephesus, where he found some disciples. He said to them, "Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you became believers?" They replied, "No, we haven't even heard that there was a Holy Spirit." Then he said, "Into what then were you baptized?" They answered, "Into John's baptism." Paul said, "John baptized with the baptism of repentance, telling the people to believe in the one who was to come after him, that is, in Jesus." On hearing this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. When Paul had laid his hands on them, the Holy Spirit came upon them, and they spoke in tongues and prophesied. Altogether, there were about 12 of them. The gospel reading is from Mark. It's 1, verses 4 through 11. John the Baptizer appeared in the wilderness, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And people from the whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem were going out to him and were baptized by him in the River Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair, with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. He proclaimed, "The one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop down and untie the thongs of his sandals. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." In these days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And just as he was coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descending like a dove on him. Then a voice came from heaven, "You are my son, the beloved. With you, I am well pleased." This is the word of the Lord.
Beautiful Lord, wonderful Savior, I know for sure all of my days are held in your hand. Crafted into your perfect plan, you gently call me into your presence, guiding me by your Holy Spirit. Teach me, dear Lord, to live all my life through your eyes. I'm captured by
into your
pray with me. May the words on my lips and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing to you, our Lord, our Rock, and our Redeemer. I don't know how many times I passed by that corner, but this time my attention was drawn to the broken windows, the chipped paint, and the porch stairs that were not fit to ascend upon. I wondered, what would it take to transform this dilapidated old house into something suitable, maybe a dwelling for a loved one? Television shows Extreme Home Makeover does just that. The show is dedicated to transforming homes and lives, giving new life to an old and tired dwelling place. Now let's take this concept of transformation, the act of changing from something old into something new. Applying that to our lives and our baptism means a renewal or a new creation. When have you experienced a renewal in your own life or observed a renewal in others? Paul found his revelation of renewal on the road to Damascus. Struck blind by God and his magnificence, Paul spent 3 days in the darkness. He was not alone, though. Oh, no. Jesus came to him, showing Paul how sinful his life had been. From the blackness, Paul emerged repenting for his sins. But his transformation was not complete until he was baptized and received the Holy Spirit into his heart and his soul. Today, we will celebrate the baptism of Jesus and what it means to us. Also, let us remember our own baptism when God claimed us as his sons and daughters. In doing so, he created a covenant between himself and his children. Can you hear the echoes of the voice in the wilderness from so long ago, proclaiming the coming of Christ and our salvation in fulfillment of the prophecy? See, I am sending my messenger ahead of you who will prepare your way. The voice crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Along the banks of the Jordan flocked Jews and Gentiles alike, seeking to hear the words of John the Baptist. He preached the forgiveness of sin and the baptism of repentance to the people. And they were ready to receive his words after 400 years of no contact with God. John offered them a chance to repent and restore this fractured relationship with God. The words were not meant to create guilt in the people, but to sweep them up in the grace of God. John Wesley explained repentance as the porch that leads us to the house where God dwells. And God waits for us on that porch. Clothed in camel hair, John the Baptist's appearance as striking as the message he was about to deliver. Someone greater than I will come to baptize you in the Spirit. He prepared the people to accept Jesus and his teachings. John's baptism was not a sign of new life, but an outward sign that we are turning from sin, ready to turn to Jesus Christ. How can you prepare the way for the Lord? Maybe by conducting ourselves in a way that demonstrates Jesus' lessons and ministry? Or maybe correcting misconceptions? Possibly by explaining how Jesus has given you new life and its meaning. Be the herald for the holy royal family by taking the message to the people. So we have determined that the house is not beyond salvaging and renovating. We are aware of its iniquities and plan to change them. So what is the next step after the removal of the junk? It is a transformation to something more useful and beautiful. By the water and the Spirit, we are transformed into a new creation in Jesus Christ. John Wesley defined baptism as an initiatory sacrament which enters us into a covenant with God. And it is that covenant given to us from God through Jesus Christ. As United Methodists, our understanding of baptism is defined as the water is the central symbolic element for baptism. The richness of its meaning for our community is suggested in the baptismal liturgy. Notice mention of the creation waters, the flood, God's people receiving liberation by passage through the sea, and the gift of water in the wilderness. Water symbolizes the cleansing of sins, death to the old life, and beginning anew. Our lesson continues in Mark with Jesus' baptism in the Jordan. We should ask the question, why would Jesus, the Son of God, who is perfectly divine, need a cleansing? The act of baptism allowed Jesus to begin his mission to bring the message of salvation to all of the people. It was an outward demonstration of his support of John's ministry, and it allowed him to identify with our humanness and our sin. He was the example for the people to follow. Submerged in the cleansing waters of the Jordan, he rises into his life's purpose of message and ministry. Descending upon him like a dove was the Holy Spirit, and God's voice rang through the air, acknowledging Jesus as his son and praising his actions. This is a rare moment whereby the people were able to witness the Trinity's presence collectively together in the same space and the same time. How important are the visual signs when explaining to someone the truth in the message? How important are they to you? Our founder, John Wesley, expressed that there are several facets concerning what baptism is. The waters of baptism are cleansing, purifying, and life-sustaining. Water is necessary for all life because without it, we would all perish. Baptism is sacramental in nature. It is a means or sacrament by which God's grace is given to us, an internal spiritual regeneration. Baptism is a covenant. It allows us to enter into a covenant with our God, our Creator. The act of baptism is a sign of this covenant, just as circumcision was a sign between Abraham and God. Symbolically, it is an outward sign or symbol of inward grace. Outward with water applied by man, inward by grace coming from God. Baptism is a one-time sacrament, God's initiative to establish the covenant of grace into which we are incorporated in baptism. We cannot destroy the love that God has for us. We can walk away, but God is not unfaithful. So as the prodigal children of God, upon our return, the covenant is still there and intact, just waiting for us with open arms. A second baptism is unnecessary. However, it is important to remember and reaffirm the meaning of our baptism in our hearts. Remember your baptism and be thankful. When you are seen in the world, do you reflect the image of Christ, that life anew within you? What John began, Jesus finished. What John proclaimed, Jesus fulfilled. Amen. And please stand as we sing, Since Jesus Came Into My Heart. Service is ended. And as we prepare to go out into the world taking the message to God's people, let us remember our own baptism. Let us be thankful as we go through our day. Let us remember that God, we know, loves us, and that we will be prepared to take the message and carry the Holy Spirit out into the world. May God bless you until we meet again. Amen.
This has been Out with the Old, In with the New, with Certified Lay Minister Terry Cullinan. Originally broadcast January 8, 2012, Terry expounds on a sentiment common during the new year, but asks what it means to be truly cleansed. How do we equip ourselves now for the challenges ahead and to help prepare the way of the Lord?
You've been listening to the Avon United Methodist Church, located at 130 Genesee Street in the village of Avon. We hope that you have experienced the love of Jesus Christ during your time with us. We invite you to join us on the air weekly at 7:30 a.m. Sundays. Please visit us on the web at avonnyumc.org or call us at 226-8600. May God richly bless you.